Blog Talk Radio.
Offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Now that's an amazing insight to know that nothing is perfect and it's not intended to be. Hello everyone, I'm Lauren Leibowitz and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. It's Thursday, September 30th, and once again we are coming to you live from Los Angeles as I do every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific time. This is getting to be a fabulous habit. I love it. And I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in and joining us today. We love to hear from you, so please give us a jingle to listen in live or ask questions at 347-857-2710. Again, those 10 little digits are 347-857-2710. We are here live until 3:45 p.m. Pacific time. Well, our show today is all about getting in touch with your own power so that you can let your best self shine. And you are in for a wild, and I mean wild and crazy ride today because my special guest has all the keys to this road trip. She's gregarious, outrageous, and always inspiring. Cindy Goldenberg is a celebrity clairvoyant and best-selling author of Forgiveness, The Divine Connection. And Cindy advocates that not only can we create a higher awareness through conscious thought, but we can change our life and outcomes through behavioral choices of self-forgiveness and worth. And that was a mouthful to say, but Cindy's going to put a lighter touch on it. So please give a comfy shoesies welcome to Cindy Goldenberg. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Lauren. Wow, thank you. That was lovely. I know. I think, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's me. That's right.
Yeah, that's me. That's me. Very, yeah, outgoing. Yeah, I do kind of put that out there because a lot of times I feel like when we talk about clairvoyance or psychic awareness, it has to be, like, serious or always so profound or you have to do something in a certain way or very foreboding. And I just kind of think, nah, you just have to kind of look at yourself in the mirror and go, you know what, I'm okay, and life is good, and get up and kind of shake, rattle, and roll, and have a little refreshing, lightening, or forgiving attitude about yourself and things, and it really connects you with your, quote, clairvoyant, higher intuitive self.
Now, would you give a definition? I'm sure we all have an idea of what a clairvoyant is and what they do, but can you give your definition of a clairvoyant, what a clairvoyant is?
Well, for me, it's being tuned in and connected to other realities, other outcomes, other possibilities that always have a discerning, optimistic, non-judgmental, different way of looking at everything. So for me, like 10, 12 years ago when I had my daughter, I was interested, like a lot of people are, in spirituality, always spirituality and religion and metaphysics, but became very, very just compelled to read everything from A Course in Miracles to metaphysics to science. And I started to incorporate a forgiving or a attitude choice of saying, I'm not going to judge myself. Forget about everybody else. I don't care. And I do have my anger and resentments towards the cause or injustices in life or humanitarian injustices. But you know what? Right here and now, I'm not going to concentrate on that. I'm just going to look at myself and go, you know what? You're okay. And you're doing the best you can. And with that just little tiny attitude shift, I began to feel and hear voices that I would take down as dictation while I was journaling, and I would start to see colors and auras around people. And I just started to play with, kind of like throwing mouthwash in your mouth, just a little bit of an idea that I'm going to lighten up on myself and take myself first. And therefore, when I do, I can kind of look at other people in a non-judgmental way and go, you know what, they're doing the best they can, too. And
how did you get to that place of lightening up on yourself? Because I think we are always self-sabotaging ourselves.
Because I realized maybe by taking workshops or classes, and, you know, I kind of write about it in my book that I wrote, which is a collection of, like, channeled essays from what I call angels or a higher perspective, a very discerning, profound, loving way of looking at things. But I started to look at forgiveness as a metaphysical tool of saying, you know what, I'm going to deliberately now look at something I did as either a youngster, a child, a young adult, or something, and go, that's not right or wrong, but that is just something that I did in the moment, and it's okay, but I am asking someone, something greater than myself, to release the memory of shame or pain. And so I kind of looked at what I was doing as being at a control board and delegating either the need to release an associative pain or memory with something, and at the same time say that in doing so, I deserve more. What is more? I deserve happiness. And it happened. So I have kind of become an expert in how thought works. And it made me clairvoyant, meaning I see things, I feel things, I see, like, light around you. It's kind of like remote viewing, or I explain it.
Is my light shining?
Yeah, we all have different kind of colors that, like the rainbow, like chakra colors. We all have personality traits that make a color. And yours is a physical color, a very bright yellow. And so a yellow is here to tell the world to lighten up. And you are very playful and in fact, immature on purpose, I hear them say. And
oh,
so,
you've heard about me.
Yeah. So that's why you have a little picture of the shoes and the different things. But you're very much a nonconformist in a cheerleading, root for your greatness kind of way. And so you're drawn towards helping others by being able to laugh at yourself and laugh at us as humans and laugh at us as women. And so you as a yellow personality are very unafraid and outgoing and deliberate and purposeful while being extremely playful. And if not, you're kind of pie in their face, like this is good for you. So just saying that, just knowing there's different traits that you have, like kind of saying a star sign, you know, like being Sagittarius or Aries, is saying, you know what, I'm meant to be kind of like this, or I'm meant to be outspoken, and I'm meant to be nonconformist. So I accept and I forgive myself for thinking otherwise. Instead of being that cosmopolitan cover girl, I don't have to have that flat belly and cleavage. I don't have to be this kind of person or that. And so I love to tell people, or I say I'd love to introduce you to you, because the more you know about yourself, you lighten up or forgive, and therefore you do for others without even trying. So
there's that magical quality that when you lighten up, like you and I had spoken earlier today, and I got out of my car and there was a homeless man. I had parked on the street and there was a homeless man standing by the meter. So he said to me, hello. I said, hello. And, you know, he's saying how hungry he is, and he says, my, you have a smile on your face. And so I reached in my wallet and I gave him a dollar and you know, and he was very thankful and whatnot. So just a conversation with you or with someone of like-mindedness or someone that could help you express your inner sparkle. Look how it radiates to other people.
Well, yeah, you probably had this opportunity. I mean, you know, things aren't written in stone, but when we open up to a synchronistic kind of world, and we do by being conscious of what we're creating, that we're always creating, and thought is real and thought is powerful, that whatever happens to us, be, quote, negative or positive or, quote, what we call good or bad, it really isn't good or bad. It's always an opportunity in our own style to reflect something that we are. So you are very giving. You are very outgoing. You are very unafraid, and that was an opportunity to feel that. Now, taking it to the other end or the other extreme, if someone told you, hey, lady, you're fat, you're screwed, you're ugly, you're worthless piece of you-know-what, and you would go, what the heck? Where the hell did that come from? What did I do to deserve that? But what that really is laying down the foundation is for you to go, hey, wait a minute. This is an opportunity. I'm feeling angry, but something somewhere, my higher self or my divine team or something is making me real ticked off right now. And I want to use this energy and not shame it and say, hey, wait a minute. I deserve to be treated a little better. And so you know what? I don't need to take this, and I don't need to listen to you or whatever. You become it in the moment because you really do intersect with someone else's, quote, negative energy. But really, think about it. It may be that at this time and place, at 3:10 on this Thursday, you are meant to be annoyed to turn around and claim your truth and power. So always trust the big picture. But once we just kind of realize that's how thought works, we don't take things so personally. You kind of know this being a yellow person because you kind of slam the door and flip someone off and go off to the mall and go, you know, I'm not going to be bothered by it. But someone else who's an emotional color like a blue or a violet or a crystal or a lavender is going to wake up at 3 a.m. for the next 2 weeks and go, what did I do to deserve that? So once you kind of know that you're an emotional or sensitive color, that things are going to pierce your skin a little more deeper and longer, then you go, okay, that's meant to be, and I am like that. And thank God I am, because I am so sensitive, it makes me a caring person, or
that's
it
right.
affects me things, or it makes me reverent. So colors and understanding our energy, really the outcome is the same for everyone. It's all a process of self-recognition and worth.
And people, I just want to throw this out to our listeners that they can call in and you'll read their aura for them and tell them.
Oh, absolutely.
So get those digits dial, my friends, and get a little more insight into your fabulous self.
Yeah.
And you mentioned this divine team. I'm very excited. I didn't know I had people working for me.
You
do. We all want our own corporation.
You do,
right?
And you have one man standing right next to you with real dark curly hair. And he's got long sideburns, and he kind of looks like, who's that singer? He's a singer. Jim Croce. He looks
really?
Like Jim Croce. It might be Jim Croce. Yeah, it's very dark. Yeah. What's the song he sang in the 70s? I forget.
Yeah.
But you know what? It is him. I see him standing right next to you kind of laughing and strumming a guitar and going, yeah, baby. You know? So
I love it.
A lot of times, when I say divine team, it's a way of just, you know, again, using words to identify. We're on an earth plane. We're here. We're human. We're slowed down. We're rock hard. We are the rock and the granite against the crashing sea. If the sea was just sitting there and there was no rocks and there was no waves, we'd go, pretty, but hey, there's no human drama. So there's a constant conflict. There's an opposition. There's a dark. There's a light. There's an up. There's a down. There's a tall. There's a short. You get the picture. So we're here to experience that what we're not. So we are not really angry, frustrated, murderous, heinous, mean people. We're all loving and forgiving. But we come here and kind of incarnate, and we have these soul agreements and pacts, and we say, we're going to be this character, and we're going to be this, and I'm going to fall in love with you, and then I'm going to cheat on you, and then I'm going to divorce you, and then I'm going to really screw you over, I'm going to be a partner, and then I'm going to let you go. So we really sign up to be these characters, and we do in a unique way. No two of us are alike. but we're also eternal beings, and we carry with us a remembrance of being on the other side. So we come in here being a man, a woman, or healthy or not, or addictive, or the codependent, and it's all part of the rich tapestry. And then we come here and say, I want to be a yellow, I want to be a red, I want to be judgmental, I want to be sensitive, I want to be... So we choose a color that kind of generalizes how we're going to be. And then when we come up against anything that doesn't jive or feel good or natural, we get angry or we get hurt or we get, you know, we get thrown off our path. But really, we are here to experience that what we're not. And when we are thrown off our path, it is really an indicator and a good way for us to realize that this is the time we ask for help. We can ask for help or assistance when we feel good, and that's what I'm all about too. But a lot of times when we feel bad or separated or removed or abandoned, everything comes from love and not being loved. So if I don't feel loved or valued by you after all I did for you, and you don't call me back and you don't do this and you don't do that, well then now I'm going to hate you or resent you or I'm going to teach you a thing or two. And so we become that problem. And really, once we say, you know what, I deserve more self-worth, I'm willing to receive more self-acceptance, and I forgive myself for not asking sooner, higher awareness that we're connected to something great and powerful. So when we do and we intend this kind of thing and realize that our thoughts are real and we're being heard, we attract personalities and beings who are like us and go, hey, Lauren, you want to be on the radio, you want to be a hostess, you want to do this, you want to rock and roll, you want to help women, you want to do all these, and men, you want to help people look at themselves in a new light. Well, here, I'm Jim Croce, I love to sing and I can make a big imprint. And here, I'm an angel that's a person that loves to get up and dance and wear hot pants and go-go boots, and I think it's 1968. So you attract what we call spirit guides or spiritual beings when we start or do a new project or we just look at things differently. We attract, you know, like attracts like. We get a new neighborhood.
It's great to know I'm not alone, that there really are, you know, because I think people feel, well, I'm all alone, I don't know where to turn, and they get stuck.
Yeah, they do. And we also, because we're on this, quote, earth plane that's very slow and very dense like a rock, and moves at a very slow pace to feel the pain, the loss, the death, the separation, and the trivia, and the frustration, and the annoyances, and, you know, it's all on the same plane. It just feels, you know, deeper or more challenging at times. But when we are in this kind of mode, and we can say, you know what, I deserve more, or I'm willing to surrender this, or this is not up to me. And it doesn't have to be biblical, because it's your thoughts anyway. But we're so trained to think, I can do it by my big boy self. You know, like, well, I'll just think of a thing, and it's up to me, and nose to the grindstone, and also, like, metaphysically, I attracted this, now I have to solve this problem.
You want to be the victim. You want to suffer.
Yeah. Yeah, and also we want to try to figure it out because some of us, you know, we're good helpers or we're mothers or, you know, and it's paid off in the past. But really, once we just kind of look and go for one split second and carry this little popcorn kernel in our pocket and go, I don't want to do this. I don't want to work hard. I just want to be. I just want to have. I just want to accept my higher gifts, my joy, the things I'm meant to be and do. I don't want to do this. And then we connect with that knowing intelligence, and one of them is our higher self that goes, hey, she's got it. Let's bring it in. Back up the truck, Chuck. And you begin to get synchronistic events or awareness or clairvoyance or intuitiveness, and it's, quote, positive and negative. Negative not like spooky, but negative in that you keep trying to fix your best friend or your relative or your sister or your cousin, and you go in and keep trying to say, I'll help you or I'll give you money, or and you're trying to, when what's really, what is it that you're doing? You're intending to control. You think it's called helping, but really you're interfering. And so then things go wrong or backfire. And instead, if you can understand the power of the thought and the intention of receiving the highest good for yourself and another person, when you say, this is not up to me, and I deserve greatness, and so do you, and I send this awareness to you, and I receive it for me, these kind of words really shift. And when you do that, you'll hear a song, or you'll see a flash of color, or you'll have a dream, or you'll see the same sentence over and over, or someone will call you out of the blue and tell you how great you are. And then the more that you go, thank you for providing this, and really open up to this highest good and the team of people around you, believe me, they will make themselves clear. They will make themselves known, and you will feel it, and you will know it.
It's really interesting to know that, you know, through all, I think with The Secret, when that came out, everybody thought, oh, I can ask for things, and it turned out to be material things, and boom, we can get it. And we come from an immediate kind of society where we want things right away. But it really is available to us.
Absolutely.
It's right there waiting for us to understand it.
Absolutely. Well, The Secret was wonderful in that it just, you know, I mean, the people that are spiritual or metaphysical or whatever, they've always kind of enjoyed that kind of thing and known the power of the thought. But it took it a little bit step further, and it made it visual, and it allowed you to say, it's okay. And one of the things that I have learned by, I mean, here's a for instance. You know, I'm loving, I'm happy, I'm easy, I take care of everybody. I got to switch phones here. Here we go. Okay, here I am.
Ooh.
And I know, it's like, ooh, a little louder. So I think, okay, you know, I'm a great, wonderful person and forgiving and enlightening and higher road and stiff upper lip or a cry or whatever. And someone comes around and tells me, you know, this, you're really stupid and you gotta, like, this really happened. Like a neighbor goes, you know, you really have to trim those palms and your gardener this and that, and if you were a better person, you would get this done and done. And I think, where the hell did that come from? So I go in the shower pretty frickin' mad, and I'm soaping up and I'm banging a fist and going, you know what, F a duck or Hail Mary, but you really annoyed me and I don't deserve this. But I'm going to take this moment right now to remind you that somebody greater than yourself and myself made us. And the same light that's in my daughter, that's in my son, that's in my pet, I send to you, and I only talk to that light. And the rest of you annoys me so much, I am through. I am done being the good neighbor. I am done being nice, and I don't need to be because I deserve more, and you are free. So you think, okay, that's forgiveness, and it is. I send you forgiveness and light. I send the light. I send the candle. I send the picture of. I turn them into something else. And then nothing happens, and they come back and do it to me again. And so we go, hey, wait a minute. I attracted this. I must be doing affirmations wrong. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I know I'm not doing anything right or wrong. I'm absolutely perfect the way I am. GD frickin' this, okay? So then I sit down and I go, look, I don't get it and I want to know. And I take a breath, and you can turn on a little music. And with practice, it just like for me, I started typing. I started emailing myself, which I have done for years. And I am fortunate to really have a Pavlovian response where I can feel, and I get real flushed, you know, like a real estrogen-deprived menopausal woman. I get real hot and real flushed, and I feel the energy, and I feel the loving, knowing, oblivious, blissful state of this does not matter. And I sit and I type the most profound words, and it's somewhere in my book. I'd have to look it up. And it was so beautiful, this angelic prose of, look at it this way. This person needs your blessing because you need it too on this time and this date. And but for her, you wouldn't have asked. And if you don't ask, and this is where I'm getting to the point when you talk about the secret, if you don't ask, you are not polishing and intending to receive. And we need you. We need to hear that you are ready to receive. And you think, I'm just ready to receive not being annoyed at my neighbor over palm trees. And they're like, no, 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 no. Receiving is receiving. We don't see the difference. The universe, the angels, God, Christ, Christ consciousness, Zen, Buddha, Yogananda, do not see the difference in receiving a Louis Vuitton handbag, a trip to the Bahamas, or healing cancer. We do. We make it a certain priority. They don't. So sometimes these movies or these kind of books, we need to learn that lesson of receiving. And I have found with a lot of people, including myself, we have in us like a cellular memory of, call it a past life or whatever, where we have been persecuted or harmed or people we loved harmed or murdered or, you know, really we have a lot of fear attached to receiving and therefore giving, you know, so we don't want to do that.
Well,
so,
I think people know how to ask or feel that it's okay to ask because
right,
it's part of
right.
their a belief system that growing up, we can't ask for help. You have to
right,
do it on your own.
Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? So, yeah, we have a lot of blocks and we have a lot of habits that we've instilled in ourselves, and they do make those voices of the higher realm. When I say higher doesn't mean better, I mean just molecularly vibrating a little lighter, you know, that little tipsy champagne lovely musical note that we can connect with. It blocks that. So really, I have a few steps here.
Oh, great. We'd love some steps.
that kind of, you know, again, being a mom turning 13 and on the go, I need microwave steps. You know, I don't always have the time to cross my legs and ohm. I mean, you know, doing yoga or whatever. Sometimes you just have to do what you can while you're turning left in the San Fernando Valley, you know?
Exactly.
So these are
steps to what?
These are steps. Here's a few steps. Here's like four general steps toward transformation and self-worth. And those two words are, to me, synonymous with clairvoyance, intuitive, psychic awareness, and receiving. I mean, when we do anything to look at something a different way, we will therefore see it in a different way. We have the same rods and cones to see the colors and the auras like the dogs and the kitties do, and we have so many bits of our brain, you know, bits of information or whatever you call it, parts of our brain that are hardwired to understand compassion and reasons for things or why we hurt or other people hurt in a forgiving way. And once we open up, we never go back. And it's just a matter of intention. Okay, so here's the steps.
Number one,
like what we're talking about, is forgive yourself. Stop thinking about other people and make forgiveness a new definition. Forgiveness releases that which no longer serves you to make room for those things that do. So forgiveness is, I hereby forgive this incidence of alcoholism or abuse in my childhood or my past, and I ask you to delegate that there are no more issues or pain or remembrance of pain in all ways of time. I see myself in a different way. I send the forgiveness and light to all those involved, and I ask you to put me in a different perspective, and I trust you will, and I thank you. So that's one way. Another way is, I don't deserve this swear word, and I ask
for the highest good for myself, and I send light and forgiveness and crystal snow to you, and I'm done. You know, and you just slap your hands. Either way. But forgiving yourself first does this. Okay, back to the metaphysics.
Okay.
When you intend to send something, someone, light through yourself, you receive it and you send it to the person at the same time, and you transmute that negative energy, and it puts you on a different plane. Energy, as you know, never goes away. It only changes form. You know, the Emoto Masuro, the doctor, and the crystal slides and everything.
Yeah.
So the dark sludge of the hate, of the anger, of the pain, which is well-deserved, and you can hold on to it. And people who have been abused or abandoned, we all have. Your pain is valid.
It doesn't view you any service to hold on to it.
Yeah, but before you let go of it, you got to kind of own it and say, you know what, I didn't deserve this. And when we listen to our pain and heartache,
mm-hmm.
We create this beautiful green, iridescent green color. And green is synonymous with heart chakra, Archangel Raphael, which represents healing. But I've always seen this iridescent green as heaven or perfection as it already exists. You don't have to die to get there. You just invoke that perfection that's right here and now. So you do it, and it's a choice, like being happy, and it's a process. Less logic is better. The more you feel and you allow yourself that you are releasing this and intending it to go somewhere else, is the most powerful, metaphysical, life-changing tool you will ever use. And that's why I'm such a big, you know, advocate of it, because it's really, it doesn't make you like, oh, I'm so much better. It
releases a burden, a freedom.
Oh, but it changes. I've seen people's auras grow. I see the things happen. I there's not enough time to tell you about all the incidences where, you know, I've gone to different places or buildings and gone into people's offices and charged it with energy or angelic energy or light and given people readings and tell them their colors and also feel the pain that has happened in certain areas or in some certain people's lives, only to find out that a person, a presence, a soul that wasn't long before it was like a doctor's office or a boutique or anything else, is actually calling me there to say, forgive me for this act or forgive me for what I did in my life. And then by hearing from this presence and from a person who is really wants to be recognized, I realized that everyone in there received the gift. Everyone there received knowing that they helped transmute a lot of pain, and it also helped them in their life. And I know that sounds kind of abstract, but the point is that forgiveness isn't just a Christian, Jewish, Buddhist, or, you know, a religious thing. It's not about condoning an act. It's about realizing right here and now that you are no longer going to carry the memory and the association of everything that you have carried, because you don't deserve to carry it anymore. It's as simple as that. And that creates a huge open plane. And you better get the magazines ready and the pictures or the vision boards or the prayers and the desires and the intents out, because things are going to start. You attract overnight. Miracle.
So how would you, you know, I'm sure all our listeners are thinking, wow, I can finally let go of, that abusive act that was inflicted upon me. But when you live with something so long, people are the victims of their life and feel, oh, no, I'm so used to.
It's not easy.
It's not easy.
It can be hard. But see, like, I have a little chart here. So this is what it does. It releases negativity. It provides security. It creates more harmonious relationships. It disables the need to attack. It creates an inner awareness to God, a higher power, a divinity. It replaces fear and anger, and it creates a safe haven, a neutral place to reflect upon a different outcome. And so it may not happen overnight, but then when you do a forgiveness list or send light or write to the person or write to their angels and say, hey, mother fricker, a-hole, yada, yada, I'm going to tell you something. I don't deserve being treated like this. And now the angels of this person, remind them that this is this and this is this. Again, what is the intent? The intent is to be heard. When you're heard and valued, you create a green aura that's healing. So it isn't complaining. It's about intending to say, I am valued. And then when you say, the recognition that I'm being valued right here and now, I send to you. You are now doing and creating of the highest good, of the God Christ consciousness, not just religion, but meaning the light, the intelligent, universal, self-correcting, violet aura that blankets the earth now. You are utilizing it. You are riding the crest. And by doing so, everything transmutes. So the bigger the pain, the bigger the memory, the bigger the challenge, the bigger the prize, the bigger the outcome. But, you know, you have to know that and believe it. And if you block it, then it'll eventually keep coming back until you get it right.
Right, because I think the number one thing truly is fear prevents most people from doing most things.
Right, but if you can just look at it, you know, and just remember it's free. You don't have to do anything. It doesn't require hours of study. But, oh, my point was, so now you see the yin-yang a-hole co-worker, let's say, or the manager or the boss, and now you get a better job or they move or something. Things change. You will notice huge shifts, or they move away, or they don't bother you anymore, or you meet new people. I mean, the synchronistic, I mean, just when I just started to kind of throw it in my mouth like mouthwash and say, oh, God, this is bitter, but I'll just say, okay, you really bug me and I'm related to you, but here it goes. I'll turn you into my frickin' cat when I was 10, and the part of you that's a cat I send love and forgiveness to, and the rest, oh, I don't even want to go there. And then maybe not that person, but something in my life that I treasure, or a cause, or save the whales, or, you know, the peace on earth happened. And then something else happened. And, gee, I once wished for this, and I got it. It happened. And then my child did better in school. It happened. And then this, and then this. It happened. And I thought, holy guacamole, something's going on here. And I'm getting so many little prizes that I never even thought of. But really, I did. They were in the subconscious. Because once you open up that vortex, the sky's the limit.
But well, anyway, you know, there's really, truly, you know, nothing to fear. My own personal advice for myself is if you're dissatisfied with where you are, taking a step forward to better yourself, the worst that can happen is then you just stay where you are. It
yeah,
couldn't get any
yeah.
worse.
Or just ask for help. Ask for help.
Yeah.
Just say, help, and I need help doing this. And we all do. I mean, we all do. And how it comes, don't try to think how it will, but it will. But another thing for women, like what you talked about and we talked about a little bit before, just know that these kind of mindsets are they're brilliant. They're like skylights, you know. They're like rocket. They're like shooting stars. I mean, when you think like this, they go, wow, and they just create and they pierce everything, okay? So one powerful thought is actually something that you become aware of what you're doing and you stop. You just tell yourself, I'm going to stop doing this, which is stop comparing and competing yourself to other people, especially you women, especially us, especially with the weight and the mommy and I got to get this and the housework and the this and the gotta, just stop and go, oh, I don't need to do this. That's all. You just recognize it. Because when you're comparing and competing, this is, we go back to metaphysics and like attracts like. You are saying to the universe, I'm only focusing on what's wrong, so bring me lots of stuff that's wrong.
Bring me wrong. Okay. I want more wrong.
Yeah, bring me wrong. And so that invites judgment. And judgment, I judge you, and this is this, and look at that. And even, I don't have an opinion on an Academy Award dress. So you say, I'm willing to release the need to judge. Because otherwise, if you're judging someone, and I don't mean judge like, well, I'm a good Christian, I'm a good Jew, I'm a good this, I'm a good that. I don't judge. It's like, yes, you do. Yes, you do. If you are not happy with who you are or something, or you feel inadequate because you're coming up with someone else who's judging you, then you will feel inadequate, and you will create a cyclical energy that will always need fueling. So you stop.
It's exhausting, too.
It is.
That kind of behavior is so exhausting. You can have that, be exhausted by experiencing all the things that you do want in life that are positive to come to you. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah, which is really the step three, is just knowing that judgment, be willing to release the need to judge. And you do that, one of the most powerful affirmations that I use that created like me seeing auras and feeling energy right away was, I'm willing to release the need to be right. I'm still right, Lauren. I just don't need to be.
You don't need to be. I like that.
I don't need to be. I don't need to combat now. But I'm right, but I don't need to be. So I'm willing to release the need to be right. And then the fourth one is the most easy, if you can just get into the groove and remind yourself, like what I've said in the beginning about the Louis Vuitton handbag or a lipstick or something for yourself or health or wealth, is be willing to receive. So if you don't say anything, you can say, I am willing to receive. Because all self-acceptance attracts. It's a natural manifestation. It's manifesting. Self-acceptance attracts joy, money, opportunities, because it creates anticipation. And anticipation is synonymous with joy, love, acceptance, fun, frivolity. You see, it's like hitting a musical note. So
no.
Those
like
are
when
all
you're
my
happy,
little tips.
You get good things in your life.
Yes, yes. And just saying that, you know, you have these people around you. You have this beautiful front entryway. You have a lot of angels when you first walk in, when you walk in your door, and I see them on the left, and I see people that when you go up to the stairs, you hear a lot. You have a lot of musicality in your home. And so, you know, I see and feel your home like a feng shui. Your career is doing better. You have a new palm or a plant. It looks like a drippy plant near the front door. And the more that you're invoking this energy of, yes, this is my home and I'm going places. And even though I'm home, and your thoughts create this huge vortex of not only going there, meaning heavenly higher beings, but receiving. So when you first walk in your door, you have, that's where you do most of your dialogue, and you will hear them. And then that dog that lives near the, down the street that keeps barking, you can telepathically tell him to calm down. He's got doggy angels around him, and he will.
Yes, I actually do feel I speak to animals.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Yeah, they're great. They're great. I mean, you're gonna have to come back because our time is almost up. On this.
I know, I know, and I didn't do a lot of reading, but I did a lot of things that I've learned and shared. But I appreciate you letting me do that because this is just really my core that I just relish, because people are great. Even the biggest yin yang, we are great.
We are, and you know
powerful.
What? Those people that make you angry and do stupid things, they're the ones that need the love the most because they're so unhappy.
And you know what's funny? What I've learned from all this and all my fun team and voices is it's our turn to be on this end because we used to be that.
Yeah. Well, let me get out some information. We only have a minute left about how people can contact you. They can go to your website, Cindy.
Yes, which is my
Goldenberg.
Name.
.com. Uh-huh. It's CindyGoldenberg.com. They can purchase your book, Forgiveness, The Divine Connection, at CindyGoldenberg.com or Amazon.com. And they can also call you at 818-645-0144. I mean, we will do this again because you have a lot to offer, and we've just barely touched the surface. And
yes.
I want to thank you from my heart. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Yes, yes, I love doing it. And I do affirmations every day on Facebook for everybody, and I love doing them, and I feel the energy behind them.
Oh, and what is your Facebook
My name.
Contact?
My name's Cindy Goldenberg.
Okay. Facebook.com/Cindy.Goldenberg.
Yeah, yeah. So I do affirmations and just, you know, I decided to do it. It makes me feel better, but I charge them and I see the light when I write them, and I just send it to all the people, and I know that, you know, we all connect that way, and it's another way to just, another way of self-acceptance, you know.
Beautiful. Lovely.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you, Jenny. This has just been amazing. I do want to hear more, and I'm sure most all of our listeners want to hear more. And I want to thank you all for joining me today on How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. Please join me next week when my guest will be hypnotherapist Mark Gravel. So this is Lauren Leibowitz thanking you once more for joining me and my very special guest, Cindy Goldenberg, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.